everybody. My name is Coach Shane, and welcome to Easy English Expressions. Join me every day, and let's start mastering English. Now, since today is our first Easy English Expression in a podcast, I'm gonna say hi. But in America, we commonly say, how you doing? How you doing? That is how most of us say hi in America. So grammatically, it is, how are you doing? However, most Americans never say, how are you doing? No, we just say, how you doing? How you doing? How you doing? So I want you to get this pronunciation. It's an easy expression, but get the pronunciation today. So the first word, how, just sounds like ha. Are is completely gone. You sounds like yuh, yuh. And doing actually sounds like doing, 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 doing. So let's put it together. How you doing? How you doing? How you doing? This is my friend Bob. Hi, Bob. How you doing?
Hi, Shane. How are you?
So this is really simple, but I want you to master it. How you doing? How you doing? How you doing? Say it with a smile. Whenever you meet an American and you want to say hi, you can say, how you doing? If you go to the grocery store and you're paying for your groceries, to the cashier, you can say, how you doing? When you go to the gas station to pay for your gas, you can say, how you doing? When you go to McDonald's before you order your hamburger, you can say, how you doing? I'd like to have a hamburger and a Coke, please. So once again, we use this expression everywhere, and I want you to use it too. Get that pronunciation down. How you doing? Okay, let's check out a simple dialogue.
How you doing?
Great, thank you. Will this be all?
Yes.
Your total comes to $5.15.
All right, a very simple dialogue. How are you doing? Once again, the pronunciation. How you doing? Now, this conversation must take place at a store. And the clerk or the cashier says, great, thank you. Why do they say thank you? Thank you for asking. Will this be all? So the customer has brought his gum and milk and bread, and the cashier is asking, is this all that you want to purchase? And the customer says, yes. And the cashier says, your total comes to $5.15, which means you have to pay $5.15. So this is a super common situation. If you're ever in America or the UK or Australia, wherever, you will probably buy something. And this is the conversation. It's easy. All you have to do as the customer is say, how you doing? And yes. And then you will sound like a native English speaker. So today's expression is once again, how are you doing? But remember, most Americans almost always just say, how you doing? How you doing? And say it with a smile, okay? In the description, you can see the dialogue, and I'm going to play the dialogue a couple more times, and I hope that you practice the dialogue, and I hope that you come back every day for a new Easy English Expression. Now, look at the title, Easy English Expression, E-E-E. So, in the future, I will call this E-Cubed, which means E with a 3. 3 E's, E cubed, okay? So E cubed is a lot of fun. We also have E cubed on YouTube, but I want to make it more convenient for people on the go, for people who are exercising, when you're driving to work, when you're in the bathroom, when you're falling asleep. I wanted to make a short, simple podcast to teach you some English every day. Once again, sometimes it will be really simple, and sometimes it will be completely new. So use this podcast to master English. It will get you started. Let's listen two more times to today's dialogue.
How you doing?
Great, thank you. Will this be all?
Yes.
Your total comes to 515.
How you doing?
Great, thank you. Will this be all?
Yes.
Your total comes to 515.
Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. And remember, if you're writing anything, you've got to visit my grammar page. This is my sponsor. They do a great job. www.letsmasterenglish.com/grammar. Before you send any writing out, go there. And that's it for today. Let's Master English!